Hi there. The word for today is on spiritual growth. In Galatians 6, verse 9, the Bible says, "In due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart." Great story. A high-rise construction worker slipped and fell from a scaffold 40 floors up. As he was plummeting past the 20th floor window, a woman in an office shouted out, "How are you doing?" The man gave her the thumbs up and replied, "So far, so good." Seriously, some days spiritual growth can feel like 2 steps forward and 3 steps back. It doesn't come easily. That's why Paul encourages us not to lose heart. Generally speaking, you don't notice yourself getting older physically until you look at an earlier photo. Then it hits you. Well, it's the same with spiritual growth. It's hard to gauge how far you've come until you look back and see where you were before Jesus turned your life around. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18 in the Living Bible, "As the Spirit works within us, we become more like Him." But you know what? Growing up involves growing pains. So, when you get discouraged, remind yourself that you're on a spiritual journey, that you're making progress in spite of your problems, and that the devil is always going to look for ways to remind you of how far you still have to go. Don't listen to him. Jesus said in John 8, verse 44, that everything he says is a lie. Look, if you get discouraged and give up, think about it. Satan wins. Don't do that. Instead, do what 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 says in the New Living Translation. Capture rebellious thoughts. Teach them to obey Christ. In other words, learn to live beyond your feelings, to dig deep down inside where God's Spirit lives within you. And take heart. It may not always look like it, but each day you're maturing and you're growing stronger in Christ. So, the word for you today is this: don't even think about quitting.